Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast today. I'm Gabriel Conti. I'm Gabriel Conti every day if we're trying to set the record straight. But today, which I'm also joined with on every podcast, so today I'm joined with my co-host, Chad, and the tech guy,
Zach.
The freaking tech guy.
Oh, no.
Zach, the tech guy, Staines.
I swear there's more depth to my personality.
Around.
I know, but I had to segue from the last podcast. It only made sense.
Yeah.
We said we were going to do it, bro. So I had to do it.
Yeah.
Bro,
I'm glad you had confidence really doing that.
I was going to say, calling me the tech guy, it hits me hard in the confidence, you know? I just... so this prompt is from Vanna in Singapore, and it's very simply how to build confidence, which I think is a funny prompt because I don't know if someone ever really learns genuine confidence. I think it's like a forever battle, but boys, you guys are pretty confident people. I would say, I would consider you and my friend group very confident people. Like, how? just how?
Well, before we got into this, I was kind of sharing with you guys that I don't really struggle with the confidence of like personal confidence in myself.
Yeah.
Like that, like identity crisis confidence. The confidence that I struggle with is more kind of like a task-based thing. Like, am I confident doing this specific thing? Like with my YouTube channel, I'm like making this new type of content and, you know, it's all funny and good, the content that I'm making, but there's actually this confidence barrier that I had to break because it was like a new form of content. I kind of have to make jokes all the time. And it's like this, it's something that I'm still not 100% confident in and I'm still learning, but that comes through experience. And as I was explaining it with you guys, I don't know, it kind of just gave me the realization that there's like the confidence in like a task or some sort of more like a learned thing that when you put in the time and you build the experience and you practice more, that your confidence in that said thing goes up. And maybe that applies to like the personal thing too. When you apply that
absolutely like applies.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel I just gave a great answer.
Did I? All right. Thanks for watching the podcast.
We appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you just answered it just about that repetitive nature, that the more you do a task, I mean, it's always good to ask yourself, like, why aren't you confident? I think it's really easy to be like, oh, I'm just not a confident person. And it's weird, I think, for in a way, and it did for me, like when I was in school, I'm like, oh, I'm not very confident. It was like part of my brand. You know what I mean? Like it was part of my character. Like, oh, I would like self-declare that I'm not confident. And then we kind of talk about that, the book Atomic Habits, all the time, where he talks about if you're trying to build habits, it's good to just say it what it is. You know, if say, for example, you're trying to quit smoking, you just say that I'm not a smoker anymore. You don't say that I'm trying to quit smoking. And so I think it's a similar thing. Like confidence comes out of a very proactive decision. For me right now, I'm not confident in my running. I've been getting into running. It's just a fun thing to do. It actually sucks to do, but I enjoy the task-based effort. But, you know, I'm not confident in my ability to run distance right now. But what I'm doing is acknowledging it. I think that's the first thing, is acknowledging what aren't you confident about and being okay with that, be settled with that. Because once you're acknowledging it, then you can start putting in things and habits to change that. Maybe it's a different kind of confidence. I feel like someone asking this question to us is like, hey, you guys are on camera all the time, or you guys in content, like how do you build confidence that way?
Yeah. And I think that's perfect. What you were saying is like understanding where the lack is and where you're lacking. I'm pretty sure it's Craig Rochelle who says it. You can't defeat what you can't define. And you have to define where you're lacking and what that thing is, and then put in active steps to change that. You know what I mean? Like, and Zach, we talk about it all the time when we talk about Atomic Habits, like you were saying before, but excuse me. But like for me right now, I'm practicing music, and I've never been consistent with it ever. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, dude, I like write songs and I release music, like, and I don't even actually consider myself a musician because I'm not actively practicing that craft. And I needed to have that mental shift. And it's been over a month of consistently building the habit of I'm doing my vocal training every day. I am practicing my guitar and I'm practicing piano every day. And I suck at piano. Yeah. I never played piano. And now I'm learning and I'm like getting better. I'm playing through full songs now and like doing, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's only been a month. And now I'm like, no, I am a musician. Well, before I had to have that identity change in my head. Like, I am a musician. Yep. Therefore, I'm going to practice my instruments every day. Not, I love it, dude. Not the other way around of I'm going to practice my instruments every day to become a musician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to have that identity shift first, even with understanding where the lack is, so you can like defeat the problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I feel like that's philosophy 101 too. It's like, I'm going to nerd out for a quick sec. Have you guys ever heard of a guy named Rene Descartes? He is famous for this line, I think, therefore I am. Right. And that's exactly what you're saying. It was like, I think, therefore I am. It's like, so when I used to race dirt bikes, there's this, rule.
What about Formula One?
I haven't gotten to Formula One yet. I'm still waiting for my sugar daddy to pay for me to get into Formula One. If you guys don't know, Formula One cost millions of dollars to get into. So
like 10, 20 mil over the course of your childhood to become Formula One.
I think I missed that boat, but there's always this rule whenever, there's always this rule in racing dirt bikes where you're going to go where you look. So if you look at a tree, you're going to hit the tree. And that's why with horses, they put blinders on them so much, because it keeps them from losing sight of where they're going. And I just can't help but think of like back to what you and Zach both were heading on, which is like, okay, well, where has your self-confidence gone? Okay, because think about whenever you're a baby and you're just learning how to walk. You know, the baby's so excited to stumble a few steps and then falls down, and then everyone claps like, whoa, and then everyone's so excited, and the baby's jacked and the parents are jacked. The parents aren't upset. The parents aren't saying, oh, well, he couldn't walk 3 steps. That guy, you know, no, everyone's so excited. So
that guy.
So in between
poops his pants, that guy.
I can't believe that guy did it again.
Oh, it's the tech guy.
So in between learning how to walk as a baby and where you are right now, where did you lose your self-confidence? Because as a baby, they're not worried about having the confidence. They just do.
Wow.
There's no confidence required. It's just action. It's execution. And I'm going to do this. I mean, as many times as I fall down on my butt, I'm going to get back up and do it again. It's like Rocky, okay? It's not if you're watching on YouTube, please don't judge me for that.
That
impression.
That was split second. You went from being Chad to whatever the heck that other guy
Rocky
was.
Rocky Balboa. I
know what
Stallone.
You were trying to do.
Dude, that's so good.
Dude, he just looked at me straight in the eyes like,
we're going to take a quick break. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world with surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun. Your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. So, what I'm saying is
that
I want to know what happened to your self-confidence, because along the way, it feels like it gets chipped at over time. Mm-hmm. And I remember even whenever I was as young as 9 years old, a distant family member, I think I even shared this on a podcast, I can't remember, but a distant family member asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I told them I wanted to play in the NFL. And they were like, well, good luck with that. They said other words, but you know, as a 9-year-old kicking his dream down like that, that's just not a good look. Mm-hmm. And so people, your family, your friends, your own thoughts about yourself, your community, the bullies at school, your teachers, everybody's either going to shape your confidence or destroy it. And you have to really acknowledge that it's going to be impacted, because when you're a baby and all you know is do, your confidence doesn't really get shaken. But as you do get to a place where you understand and you process and you think, you rationalize, you start to talk yourself out of stuff. And that's when things get sketchy. And just to build off of that, Tori and I actually saw this quote the other day as we're thinking about this topic. I'm going to read it and I'm going to try my best to explain it, but it's because it's kind of worded a little weird, but it says this: most people think they need more information, not realizing that this is your ego's attempt to protect you from doing the thing that you fear. And so the author of whoever wrote that is basically saying is that, oh, I just need more information on that. What is actually happening is your ego saying, hey, you're afraid of this. I'm going to protect you from the fear of failure. And so I'm already attacking your confidence because you're afraid to move. You're afraid to act. And I think something that we should absolutely talk about is that, like, the fear of failure, and where does that come from? Because again, like, I don't really see babies having that. So where do you learn the fear of failure? Because there's so many things that I have refused to do because I was afraid of failing, not for my own sake, but for what other people would think. And what a terrible way to live. Imagine living your whole life in regret because of things you didn't do because you're afraid of what people will think about you. That scares the living life out of me. I'm more scared of that than I am of actually failing.
Well, I think it goes back to your identity, right? Like, where does your identity come from, and who are you trying to please?
Oh, yeah. For who?
Yeah, because if it's for... If you're only worried about pleasing random people, your identity is stuck in pleasing
other people and their image of you.
You're not, like, you're never going to make everyone happy ever.
No.
And that's one thing, like, I had to deal with it. Like, part of, I don't know, I feel like it was a piece when I was going through depression, more on my most recent time going through depression. A small piece of the bigger puzzle of that whole season was I was so affected by, like,
opinions
and people's views of me, both whether it was online or personally or family member, whatever it was. It was like this weird thing. And I feel like I was having this identity crisis, right? And it got to a point where, even like on a practical level, not that this was like my saving grace in it, but like now, all the way on the other side and looking at it on the other end, I'm like, dude, it is so bad for my business as a content creator, creator, to worry about certain people or a group of people getting upset about what I make. Like, I'm a Christian, therefore I'm going to upset some people just because I'm a Christian. So like, they're excluded from like wanting to watch my content if they don't want to watch a Christian content creator. And then, you know, like, maybe some people just don't enjoy my personality and they comment something mean. I'm not going to please that person. This is my personality. Like, I can't change my personality. And if I'm more confident in myself and who I am and the kind of like going down that road, and like you said, looking down the path that I need to go down and stop worrying about everything on the far sides, I'm going to do better in my lane. Get farther down the road faster.
Wow.
And like, climb that ladder way, way like more confidently, quicker.
Healthier.
Less distracted, in a healthier way, when I'm not worried about, when if there are people kind of like giving you a little bit of crap and whatever it is, like, sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It means that you are in your lane and it's not affecting you. It means you're in your lane, you're confident. I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling on here, but that's kind of like something I've been dealing with now, is like understanding that I don't need to worry and micromanage every little thing that people say about me.
Yeah. It's impossible to please everyone. And as you were sharing that, I just couldn't help but, I feel like I got this picture of, like, there's like two scenes where this person is walking in and out into like a big stadium, right? But they're on like on the ground of a big stadium with seats like 70,000 people, but the stadium's empty and they're going to perform something. You know, how do you feel when you're going to perform for an empty stadium? versus how do you feel when you're going to perform for a full stadium? It's the same. It's you're performing the same song or whatever. You're in the same venue at the same time, the same clothes, the same everything. But the difference is there's 70,000 people watching you. And why does that make such a big difference in the way you feel internally and confidence wise? Why does your confidence shudder when there's eyes on you versus whenever you're alone? It's because we're afraid of people's opinions. We're afraid of people's thoughts. We're afraid of being embarrassed. We're afraid of shame. We're afraid of guilt. We're afraid of all those things. And those things are normal. Right. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we need to live underneath them. It's kind of like what you're saying about Craig Groeschel. How do you say
it? You can't defeat what you can't define.
Yeah. And so now that we know that, okay, doing things in front of people actually causes me to be a little bit more anxious and lose some self-confidence and be worried and all this stuff. Now I can define it. Now, how do I work on that? How do
doing it more often?
Yeah. Practice.
Yeah. Practice, repetition, experience.
And remembering that you're not doing it like, well, if you're us, we're people that believe in God, you're not doing it like just for those people. You're doing it for God. And so ultimately he's the real witness. He's the real, you know, work hard and work hard is for the Lord and not for man. And so I want to be excellent and nervous about how good I'm going to do for him in a good way, by the way, not just for everyone else's opinion, because everyone else's opinion is going to differ slightly by how they see and how they perceive what I'm doing.
100%, dude. It's about where your confidence lies, right? That's what I love. I don't know who said it. I think it was maybe Gabe, but about where your confidence lies. And like confidence is like the feeling of, I'm reading a definition, by the way, I didn't just remember this, but like confidence is the feeling of belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. And it's like, okay, where does your faith lie? That's actually what we're asking here. Where does your faith lie? Is it in yourself? Is it in God? Is it in your family around you? Where does that lie? And once you know that, and once you have that anchor point, that's exactly what you're saying, Gabe. Like, then you can repeat. You can like, okay, whenever I find myself in this hard place or I'm doubting myself, because like, I feel like the opposite of faith is doubt. So if you're not confident, you're actually doubting. I don't know. For me, like when, why'd I say that like that? Did you hear that? For me... I don't know why I did that. But when Chelsea
bro, and I got confidence, married, Zach, confidence in yourself.
Dude, I know. How funny is it? Bro, that's okay. Actually, though, actually a great example just there is that I have a lot of self-doubt in the way that I speak. Straight up, we're getting there in the podcast. Like, and I know, Chad, you've struggled with this a little bit as well, and I'd love you to go into it as well. But the more I do this, the more that I'm on camera, the more that I doubt myself. How funny is that?
Really,
I should be more confident. The more I should get more confident because I'm still doing it and I'm still here. And so every day, dude, every day is a prayer to God. Like every time we do the podcast, every time I make a YouTube video, it's like, God, I believe that like my unfair advantages, my skill sets, you have brought me here. Like that is so core for me even getting through this, because otherwise I feel like I don't bring any value. I don't. And that is a lack of self-confidence right there. And so I don't know, Chad, if you wanted to speak into that. Yeah, I don't know. Absolutely. It's a bit of like a side story, but I'd love to hear more about that.
It's a good side story, right? It's like it's the most important one because it's
the West Side Story.
Oh my gosh. I can't
buckle in, bruv.
Yeah. For this ad?
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world with surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun. Your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh my gosh. So, Zach, and you know this, but, you know, there's a big difference between knowing in your brain and knowing in your heart, right? And so this is something that I think really needs to be written there, is that, you know, God does not work in the spirit of fear. See, right there, the enemy's attacking, dude. Zach loses connection right when I'm going down. The enemy's trying to get him right now.
What the heck, dude?
Lord, we just ask that you'll make this connection feel strong and it won't be lost, and Zach will come back and the latency or whatever, the lag won't be anything. In Jesus' name, we're back.
Amen.
You there, Zach?
Yes. Dude.
I just prayed for that whole thing.
Dude, the devil is trying to poop on our party right now.
I just freak. Yeah. All right.
So today, Satan. Not today, Satan.
So as I was saying, it's really important to remember and etch it on our hearts that God does not work in the spirit of fear, but in the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Okay, and so when you are feeling fearful, that's not of God, that's of the enemy. And so for me, I'm very competitive. So in the times I do feel fear, I'm like, oh, that's not of God, that's of the enemy. So even though I'm feeling fearful, I don't want him to get what he wants, right? And I'm going to not live underneath fear, but I'm instead going to pursue power and love and of sound mind. And so it's really important to be able to rein that in, because those moments you are feeling fearful, it's like when Moses, okay, I'm just going to break. Can I break down some scripture? Are y'all ready?
Bro, let's do it.
Buckle up, baby.
Out here, ready to drop some knowledge.
Moses is out there I'm paraphrasing this, by the way. So all you theology people, just hang in there with me.
I thought that was, Moses was out there.
He was out there. Yeah, he was out
Moses
there.
Moses was out here.
So Moses is
I thought that was the original Hebrew.
Oh gosh. I need to put some like Yiddish on it. So Moses is out there, he's in the wilderness, and then he sees this burning bush and he starts walking towards it, and he hears the voice of the Lord say, "Stop where you're standing and take off your sandals, for you are on holy ground." And the first thing that Moses does is he shields his face. And so what he said in that moment is, "I am not worthy of being here. I'm already not good enough." That's strike number one. Okay. So then he walks over there, and then God basically says, "Hey, I want you to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go or else." Right.
Yeah.
And then Moses is like, "What? I've been out here in this desert for so long. Who shall I say sent me?" God says, "Tell them I am." But Moses said, he said literally in that moment, "Who shall I say sent me? Because no one's going to believe me, God. I'm no one. I am no one, God. Who shall I say sent me? I need the confidence of someone else." And God said, "Tell them I am. Tell them I am with you. And so, but that's strike number two, where Moses didn't believe in himself. And then it takes it a step further. He's like, what am I supposed to say? Like, these, I've been gone for so long. Like, they're not going to believe me. I need something to, you know, I need something else added unto me, right? I need a fat bank account. I need a cool car. I need a nice relationship to add to my self-worth. Mm. That way I feel worthy of having self-confidence. I need to add to me. And God said, okay, I got you, fam. I'm going to, okay, take that vial that you have and fill it up with the Nile River when you pour it out, or to pour out in the blood. Take that staff that your stepdad gave you, put it on the ground, it'll turn into a snake, then grab it back up and it'll come back up. And it even gave him another, a third one, which is take your hand and put it into your cloak and pull it out, and it became leprous. Then put it back in your cloak and pull it out, and it's healed. God said, I'm going to give you these three things. You're not even going to need all of them to show them that I am sending you. You know what Moses said after that? He said, but Lord, you know I'm hard of the mouth and I have trouble speaking. Like, how will I know what to say? You know what God says? Don't you know who gave you that mouth? Was it not I, the Lord your God? Mm-hmm. Didn't I knit you in the womb perfectly? Aren't you fearfully and wonderfully made? Can I not work in your weaknesses where I'm made strong? Can I not do this for you and with you and through you? You understand that? God said, I gave you that mouth. And guess what Moses says? Yeah. Please send someone else. Please not me, God. And then God sent Moses' brother and him. And he gave him a friend. He gave him a teammate to do it. But God could have done it just with Moses alone, without all the extra stuff. And so it's normal for us to feel that fear as we walk through and see someone who's so powerfully meek like Moses and literally was a shepherd in the most dangerous climates. And yet he was afraid and said to the Lord his God, no, 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 no. He said it like six times. I'm not able to do this myself. But God said, I am made perfect in your weakness. I can do this. And so we need to walk forward with that confidence to know that we don't have to have our confidence, our own abilities, because we have an infinitely powerful, loving God that we can depend on to push us and usher us forward into his callings that he has for us, where he will complete the work. We just do the walking. And so I just had to run off for a quick sec.
Dang, dude. Uh-oh.
Zach, you hear that? You hear that?
What is
Zach it? Staines. Did you hear all that?
I did.
Did you take notes?
Did you write that?
Were you taking notes?
That's what I'm like, what are you saying?
Did you
to
hear
me,
what
bro?
He was saying? Zach, who gave you that mouth?
Yeah. Bro, but dude, preach, man. Yeah, I feel like, dude.
That was a moment and a half.
Well, I have one more thing to say about that. The reason I feel that and believe that is because I struggle. I'm Moses. I'm the guy that has a speech impediment where this is kind of funny, Zach, because the more I practice working on my speech impediment, the better I feel, actually, where you, what you're sharing is the more you're in front of the camera, the less good you feel. But for me, I found that the more I'm in it, it's going to happen, right? And so I'm just here and I'm just trying to own it.
Like, we're filming pivotal things right now because just like everything you said just like gave me such a big sense of confidence. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm just like, whoa. And it's just about believing that like we are put in this place. We are wonderfully made by God. Like,
for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And I think if anything else, like whatever, but like everything you said, I needed to hear selfishly. Like, I needed, that was for me. And so thank you, bro. I mean, I know that it just comes with time. It just comes with practice and just like anything in life. I think as we journey through life, it's just the practice and working through those moments and refining and defining who you are in yourself, but in God, that's where confidence comes from. And I'm always so encouraged when I'm with you guys, because I can see that you've been actively doing that, you know, and I don't know if you guys see that. It's a pretty self-reflective thing. I don't think you wake up being like, wow, I was super confident yesterday. Like, I don't think it's like, that's probably not necessarily the most genuine confidence, but I just want you guys to know that now I'm getting emotional. But like, me journeying with you guys gives me confidence because you guys actively pursue your confidence and actively pursue God and what he's called you to do. So like, anyway. Love you guys.
I love that.
Love you, bro.
Dude, oh my gosh. Dude, it makes me think of another story around Moses.
Cry. You guys keep talking.
Where it's where God, there's basically this battle happening between, I think, the Israelites and another army. And then God tells Moses, hey, I'm going to give you victory as long as you hold up that staff that I've given you above your head like this. And so Moses is like, perfect, fam, thanks. And then they're out there. And then guess what? 10 minutes later, his arms are burning. They're so heavy. It's so hard to hold up that staff for that long. And so what does his community do?
They hold him up.
They put a rock underneath his butt, have him sit down, and each one of his friends hold up his arm and hold up the arm like this so that the army could have victory. And that's what so we do good. For each other. I mean, that's what this podcast is. It's holding each other accountable. It's holding each other's arms up so that way we may have victory. Mm-hmm. And so this is important. I mean, this is real life. As much as we joke and stuff like that, you know, I love the joking.
It's so funny because, like, literally last podcast was loose. We were wild. And now this podcast is so meaty and so good. And I feel like I'm the audience. I'm just like,
dude.
Zach, what do you have to learn? Chad?
Yeah.
Spits of fire. Dude. Oh, it's so good, gosh, man. Bro. Yeah, dude, honestly, I needed to hear that too. Just, I don't know. I think I've been going through that similar thing, not so much like on an identity level, like I was mentioning before, but just with there's a lot of shifting happening on in like Jess and I's world and just change that's happening. And there's just that part of me that's kind of like, am I actually fit to handle this? Mm. Am I actually fit and equipped to like a, take on this next season that we're going through? And honestly, probably not.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I can't do it. You know, am I equipped? Probably not. I don't know all the things that I need to know to go through this next season that we're going through, but like, I know that I'm happy to go through it because that's where God's put me and he's given me that responsibility and I need to take that on confidently. Cause if I don't, I don't know.
Yeah, I love this quote by Tony Robbins where he said, never be limited by your resources.
Oh my gosh.
Be limited by your resourcefulness. And so even if you don't know how to do it right now, you're going to step into it and then own it. I mean, because that's what we have to do is step into something. And that's where confidence comes in key. Because like if you fully know everything, you're not confident. You're just an expert. Mm-hmm. You know, confidence comes in where you're just like, it's almost like bravery. It's like, okay, I need to do something because I'm actively hurdling fear. That's where confidence comes in. It's kind of like,
are you confident to learn?
Yeah. Are you confident to put yourself out there? What do you have to lose? Because whenever I moved to LA my first time, I had like $600 and on a car that was about to break down and a computer that was about to break down and a phone that did break down. Like, but so what did I have to lose by moving out there?
Yeah.
I just graduated college. What did I have to lose? But guess what? When I started modeling in South Beach and I started making a little guacamole, and then my agent was like, hey, can you move out to Europe for, you know, a year? And can you lose all your clients that are making that guacamole in your bank account look really nice? You know, I had so much to lose. And I was afraid because I was afraid of what would happen to me if I did something, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's important are we making decisions out of confidence or are we making decisions out of desperation? Because desperation can be a big driver of action. Mm-hmm. Think about eating. Imagine if you're desperate to eat. You guys ever been desperate to eat?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Every 2 hours. God bless
Chick-fil-A. Dude, those Chick-fil-A runs. Oh, I'm so eager to give my tithe and get a free chicken sandwich.
But it's serious, you know, and I think it's important. It's a total perspective shift of saying, okay, I'm going to act out of confidence, not out of desperation, because it's not about what I'm going to lose. It's about what I'm going to learn.
Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for watching this episode of Prompt Us. Make sure to go to promptuspodcast.com to submit your own prompts, and we will see you in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever. Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus is real hip-hop and R&B.